Next up is Greg Leahy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good morning, Senator Brenner and Representative Tucker and the members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Greg Leahy. I'm the President and Chief Operating Officer of Resource Waste Services, which operates the facility in Lewiston that processes the construction and demolition waste that we've been talking about today. We accept a variety of typical non-hazardous C&D material, and we are clearly incented to optimize and recover all usable materials. In some cases, we produce, the end markets produce valuable products, as well as part of what happens is that material gets diverted from local facilities. Resource Waste Services supports approximately 40 direct jobs with dozens more of indirect jobs as well. We spend about $14 million a year in the state of Maine with more than 50 customers and more than 100 vendors in the state as well. The materials that we deliver to the Juniper Ridge landfill end up being direct payments of more than $400,000 a year to the Maine Department of Environmental Protection Solid Waste Fund for the disposal of waste at Juniper Ridge. And as was spoken earlier about it, Barrett, it's an important source of revenue of approximately $275,000 a year to the city of Lewiston. The recovered materials are used in a wide variety of applications. We produce fuel for electricity generation, and the majority of the wood recovered for us goes into MDF, which is medium density fiberboard, for making other products that you'll probably end up using in your time frames here. We also handle and manage asphalt paving. We recover drywall, cardboard, plastics, metals, and other materials as well. We expect our business to play a critical role as Mass DEP to oversee the remediation of the sites at Maine that have been contaminated with PFAS. Some of the end products that we produce in Lewiston, including the oversized bulky waste and C&D fines, will be great bulking, or continue to be great bulking agents for the sludge and allow for its safe disposal. In addition, we see playing a role in assisting the state with the reuse of glass, which is currently being landfilled due to the lack of an end market for recycled glass. We intend to process glass with recovered asphalt brick and concrete to be used as pipe bedding for replacing virgin products at the landfills, as well as creating a new market for recycled glass. Our services are part of Waste Services was part of a broad-based stakeholders group, as James spoke of, that worked with the ENR committee as well as the state legislature for approximately 18 months, and we worked very hard to refine and get unanimous support for LD 401. As a result of the enactment of the law, Resource committed to make an investment in new equipment and technology to increase the facility's recovery rate. We continue along with making that investment of more than $1.5 million to install new equipment and processing line at Lewiston facility. We've received Mass DEP approval to make those improvements. The large equipment items have been all placed on order, and delivery dates have happened, and it's going to give us the opportunity to increase and recycle more materials in a meaningful way, and also recover more asphalt brick and concrete, as well as be able to take recycled glass and provide a new home for those. As we continue with the capital investment, it's significant for our business. It's critical for us to have a stable regulatory environment and be able to rely on the policy that's been shaped by 18 months of civic engagement by many of the parties that we've heard from today. We believe that the law enacted last year will help the state continue to meet its solid waste goals and increase recycling, and ask the committee to provide a full opportunity for us and others to abide by the new provision in that law and provide the necessary time for those provisions to be followed, for the outcome to be analyzed as part of the Mass DEP 2024 update to the State Waste Management Recycling Plan. If LD 401 were to be enacted, our facility in Lewiston would cease operations. For the above reasons, I urge you to vote ought not to pass on LD 1639.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there questions from the committee? Yes, Representative Tucker.
Good morning, Mr. Leahy.
Good morning.
Obviously, you need a sufficient quantity of product in order to operate. There's an economy of scale, I imagine, that applies. Do you think that if the out-of-state construction and demolition debris were reduced, you would be able to make up for that with CDD that's generated in Maine, in other parts of the state?
Representative Tucker, I would, that conversation we had at length during that 18-month process, and due to the remote locations of a lot of the material coming to that, how far it would have to travel, it made it economically not feasible for those to do that. So we do need an amount of material that makes this economical. So it's critical to be able to continue to accept material from out of state.
Thank you.
Representative Tucker, did you have a follow-up? Okay. Any other questions from the committee? All right. Thank you for joining us.